We have big, big news happening. Condoleezza Rice.
Why are we doing this?
National Security Advisor is testifying in front of the 9/11 Commission at the hearings today. This has been much talked about. President Bush didn't want her to testify, but pressure got to him and her, and now she is testifying. And I believe we can carry this live, Jeremy. Do we have the satellite feed? Let's listen and see what's going on.
He's picking up ABC
in Washington.
And so, in conclusion, I think that although there was a failure in intelligence, I don't know that there was a failure in our leadership. I thank you for letting me come here and discuss this, and I'll take questions from the senators now at this point.
Good morning, Ms. Rice.
Good morning.
John Thompson, Illinois.
Good morning.
How long have you been in politics?
I guess, Mr. Thompson, you could say that I've been in politics my whole life.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm almost 50 years old.
And how much do you weigh?
Mr. Thompson, I don't understand what this has to do with anything.
Just answer the question.
We're talking about weapons of mass destruction.
I understand.
The quagmire of Iraq.
This is just for our own records.
I weigh 119.
Ooh. Ever been married?
No, and I really would like to focus once again on some of the insurgency that's going on in Iraq.
Interesting. Okay, no further questions. Thank you.
Ms. Rice. Governor Thomas Keene here.
Yes, sir. Governor Keene.
I'm the chair of this committee, and I'd like to apologize for the line of questioning from Mr. Thompson.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
If we can get back to the issue. How tall are you exactly? Your height?
I understand the question. I just don't understand why I'm getting the question.
Just what?
I'm 5'8".
Okay,
thank you. Can we get to Iraq, please? You called me here.
Yes, that's right.
Said that you wanted to talk about Iraq.
That's right. So what do you think about Iraq?
What do you mean what I think about Iraq? I think that it's bringing democracy to Iraq is a goal that will bring peace to the Middle East and be a beacon to the world. You haven't let me finish.
Let me ask you this. What's your recent sexual history?
Sir, I don't think
Let's say in the past year or week, recent sexual history.
It doesn't matter whether it's a year or week. I don't think it's germane to the Iraqi situation.
Fair enough.
Failure of intelligence that we were given.
Yeah, fair enough. Senator Thompson?
Excuse me. First off, apologize for that. Do you find white men attractive?
Okay, now that is something that I don't have to answer, and I won't answer that. I don't care whether I'm under oath or in front of a commission.
I understand. It's an uncomfortable question, but do you generally?
Well, no. The answer is no.
Interesting. So you wouldn't go with a white man?
I don't believe so, no.
Hmm. No further questions.
Ms. Rice.
You said that last time.
Ms. Rice, you ever wear your hair in pigtails?
No, I don't wear my hair in pigtails. I work 24 hours a day for this country to make it more secure and advise my president.
That's fair enough. Cup size? Can you inform us as to your cup size?
Okay, I will tell you this now.
It's like a C.
And I know that you guys in the Senate and in government in your state,
C to me,
that this sort of misogyny goes on, and I don't approve of it, and I'm not going to be subjected to it up here.
So it's a B? Are you saying it's a B?
It's a B, yes.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The whole weapons of mass destruction debate.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Governor.
That has gone on, if I can reel this thing in. Do you date much?
Okay, I'm getting my papers. You can see now, I'm getting my papers. And
Ms. Rice?
Getting ready to go.
We have another question here from...
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Mr. President?
Mr. President?
Yes, it's the President of the United States, and I just want to say that I'm appalled at the disrespect that's going on in this room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If there's a white man in Washington who's going to sleep with Condi, it's me.
Happy day!
All right.
Hold that down, Jer.
satellite now,
hold that.
Would you?
Why? Those hearings are completely out of control.